Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Thursday, April 12, 2018. I have my voice back, and it's time for the daily. So let's get to it. A tweet from the Wolfenstein Twitter last week confirmed that the upcoming release of Wolfenstein 2, The New Colossus on the Switch, will feature the same motion aiming found in Doom. This means that you'll have the option to choose gyroscopic controls, using the movement of your controller to aim. Along with Skyrim, all three of these games from Bethesda give you this option exclusive to the Switch. Speaking of Bethesda, in an interview with DualShockers.com at PAX East, Bethesda's Vice President of Marketing, Pete Hines, touched on the fact that if there's stuff that folks want on the Switch, they'll look into it. It's a pretty general statement, but it shows that they're completely open to providing more software on the Switch. Someone from a hacking group called Reswitched has announced that they are completely capable of compromising the Switch. This specific hacker admitted that the Switch was very well secured by Nintendo, but the most vulnerable point was using the NVIDIA Tegra processor. And using such an established chip, many exploits were already created and rapidly progressing. With this, the hacker stated that the mission of the group was to create an engaged homebrew scene, and that they aren't seeking to support piracy with the exploit. Even so, they state that the hardware revision of the Switch could mitigate vulnerabilities, as well as updating boot ROM patches written at the factory. Whatever that means. So in other words, good news for people who want to mod the Switch, bad news for people against it. We'll see where this road takes us. And looks like Nintendo is looking for new ways to use the Switch and is partnering up with a group called Scrum Ventures, a venture capital firm, who has created a program searching for new technology involving hardware or software to provide new experiences on the Nintendo Switch. The application process is open on switchplustech.com through June 9th, and the most qualified teams will be able to pitch their ideas to Nintendo in the fall. So you have any bright ideas like putting cardboard with Joy-Cons? You might be in for the chance of a lifetime! And I hope you like games, because there's plenty of releases on the eShop today, 13 to be exact, and they range from JRPGs like As Divine Hearts, puzzle games like Breakfastist Battle, tactical strategies like Regalia Royal Edition, and adventure games like Don't Starve Nintendo Switch Edition. One thing that previous Wii U owners can't relate to is having such a large amount of games being released on a weekly basis. I'm really happy to see such a variety available consistently. And that's it for today! Download the Anchor app to leave me a voice message on the Nintendo Seconds page, or follow me on Twitter at LPTiger, L-P-T-Y-G-E-R. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.